working now?
Testing, testing.
I don't know what's happening. I can hear you. I'm just trying to see if... Move around, Mandy.
I'm dancing like Shirley Temple.
Okay. I think it's working now. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where I'm back, baby.
I am Karen from the Alpha Universe.
And I am Mandy of the Northern Court of Ogryth.
Welcome back, Mandy.
Thank you. I am refreshed after a week of taking care of sick nieces.
I'm glad they're feeling better.
They are, finally. That was rough. I'm a worrier by nature. And oh, absolutely. So I was very worried.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so a couple things before we start. I know you haven't had a chance to listen to our most recent episode yet, but I have to make a quick comment because as I was editing, I had like two major facepalms.
Oh no.
So Joanna and I played a game of 20 questions, which went off great. And then we also did like two rounds of like 6 degrees of the MCU, where she gave me Drew Barrymore and George Clooney. And I'm sitting there thinking, first thing that comes to mind, Drew Barrymore, never been kissed. And I said, Michael Vaughn. It is not Michael Vaughn. Michael Vaughn is the character that Michael Vartan played in Alias. I kept repeating that. And every time I said Michael Vaughn, I was like, Karen, you are such an idiot. So that's part one. Part two is that I went from Drew Barrymore to Michael Vartan in Alias, and then I went from that to like Victor Garber and this whole convoluted thing. Fucking Bradley Cooper is in Alias. On top of that, I then went in a convoluted direction to get from that to like Matt Damon in Ocean's 11. Don Cheadle's in fucking Ocean's 11.
Karen.
I know. I mean,
I'm impressed that it was never been kissed because when I think Drew Barrymore, I think 51st Dates or E.T.
Oh. Okay, so I watched E.T. once when I was in sixth grade and I fell asleep. So
we watched it a lot growing up because my sister was terrified.
I know. I
wanted to watch it to traumatize her. Yeah, Drew Barrymore is like the little baby sister. She's like 4.
Oh, yeah. No, my very first, like as soon as she said Drew Barrymore, I said never been kissed in my brain.
It's such a good movie.
And I immediately was like, never been kissed. It's Michael Vartan, not Michael Vaughn.
I want to watch Never Been Kissed and I want to watch Ever After now.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't thought of Ever After in years.
Oh my gosh, those were good movies. But yeah, so I went this whole convoluted route to get from
when you're like, I have George.
When it's very literally Drew Barrymore, Michael Vartan, Bradley Cooper, Don Cheadle, George Clooney. So anybody who listened to the last episode, please don't make fun of me. I'm already judging myself. I was literally, as I was editing, I looked it up. For some reason, I felt wrong when I was saying Michael Vaughn. And I was like, something's wrong. So I looked it up and I was like, oh, that's his character's name in Alias. That's not his name. And then as I was looking at the Alias page, I saw Bradley Cooper's name listed. And I was like,
and you're like,
fucking hell. And then after all that, I spent a lot of time trying to figure it out too. And then I'm sitting there and I was like thinking about Ocean's 11. I was like, wait a minute. Wasn't Don Cheadle in Ocean's 11? Yeah. Yeah, he was. So.
Was it? Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. Wasn't Scarlett Johansson in one of those too? Maybe I'm making that up.
I don't know.
I may be thinking of something else. I walked through the room and Josh was watching something that had her in it and I thought it was Ocean's 11, or Ocean's 12, but I could have been something
been
from the franchise.
Since
I could have
been wrong. Watched yeah. either of those.
So. I don't think I ever have.
I watched all three of those movies, and then I also watched Ocean's 8 because Awkwafina's in it and I love her.
I didn't even know there was an Ocean's 8.
There is. It's all female cast.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like a female take on the original Ocean's heist.
I feel like that might be the one he was watching because there was was it Julia Roberts who like goes through the department store and she's like, put this on my car. She ends up somehow finagling her way.
Julia Roberts is in the original trilogy with George.
Does she go through like a department store and she like returns things that she forgot her receipt for
to exchange
them?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. That's who it is. And then she gets a hotel hotel room.
That is the movie. That is the movie. But it's Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 That is the correct movie.
I'm just transposing them because I know Julia Roberts was in some, and then I remember the scene.
It's funny. Julia Roberts in Ocean's like 11, 12, and 13 played a character, but then she also played that character pretending to be Julia Roberts, like as part of the heist. It was pretty funny.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyways, that was a little off topic, but me needing to, I really needed to correct myself because I I know there's somebody out there who is like, Karen, why? Because
they're screaming at their tomorrow for us. Yeah. They'll be screaming in their screaming AirPods.
If we get a whole bunch of emails about it, that's sorry.
Yeah, just be like, correction is coming. Patience is a virtue.
I was going to record something to put at the end of the episode to be like, listen, I know I screwed up, but I'm sorry. Just whatever. It's okay. Hard to think of these things right on the spot, okay?
Yeah, you're not a robot. It's fine.
Oh my goodness. All right, what's our first segment? Fictional boyfriend. I was like, what is it called? I tried to combine it. I was about to be like, this boyfriend this week? What? Fictional boyfriend of the week.
All right. Mine is Charlie freaking Lastra from Book Lovers.
I haven't read it yet.
Listen, I'll talk more about it in This Week in Fangirling, but the way that this man reads to me is he is the love child of Milo Ventimiglia and Adam Driver. And do you get more perfect than the love child of Milo Ventimiglia and Adam Driver? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh my goodness. All right.
He's wonderful. I can't wait for you to read it.
I will. I have it. My copy finally came, so I'm very excited. Who's
your fictional person of the week? Boyfriend of the week.
Is Evelyn Wong from Everything Everywhere All at Once, played by the legendary Michelle Yeoh. I am obsessed. She was so good in this movie. So, so good. It was great. It was great.
I'm just going to go ahead and add it to my homework.
I can't wait. It's still in theaters. I don't know if it's streaming anywhere yet, but highly recommend.
Eventually.
Highly, highly recommend.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. This week in Fangirling.
This week in Fangirling.
All right.
Well, what'd you do this week?
Well, in the past, I don't know when it came out, but in the past 2 weeks, the She-Hulk trailer came out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to watch that?
I completely forgot that it existed.
I texted you and I was like, did you watch it yet? And you're like, flu. I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. My house was invaded and my brain too.
I would let her destroy me. Holy crap. Is she fucking hot? Jesus Christ. And somehow she's like hotter as She-Hulk than as Jennifer Walters. I'm so here for it. You need to watch the trailer because it is so good.
But I forgot until this moment.
So there's a line. So obviously Bruce Banner's in it. Mark Ruffalo is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a line. It looks like he's like training her to like figure out her powers or whatnot. And he says the transformations are triggered by anger and fear, to which she responds, sassy as hell. Those are just like the baseline of any woman just existing. True story, girl.
Also, I love that man. I just have to say it anytime his name comes up. He's one of my people that it's not even about attraction. It's just, I would watch a movie of him reading the phone book and be really happy about it.
I love him. I love him so much. He's a
treasure.
I've been obsessed with him for like decades. I love him. Same. Love him so much.
And people think it's a weird one. I'm like, I don't care. I love him.
No, he is awesome. So somebody said, so in the She-Hulk trailer, you can see it's not Bruce Banner. He's Smart Hulk from like Endgame.
Yeah.
So they've done their thing, but his arm is completely fine, which means that this likely takes place during the blip. Which would be our first time like seeing something during the blip.
Life.
Yeah.
During the blip.
Yeah. Somebody, I saw that on TikTok. Somebody like pointed it out because at the end of Shang-Chi, you can see that he's back to being Bruce, but his arm's still damaged. At the end of Endgame, he's still Smart Hulk, but his arm is damaged. So obviously after the snap, his arm stays damaged for quite some time. So he's, but In order for him to be Smart Hulk, the events of, like, Infinity War have to have happened.
Either that or he has to have found a way to have, like, healed it scientifically. Like, speed healed it, which I doubt that would be something he would focus on. But then
why would his arm still be injured in Shang-Chi? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what somebody on TikTok pointed that out. And I was like, holy shit, this might be our first glimpse at life during the blip. That'll be really interesting if so. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to, like, see this trailer. It looks
I know. I can't believe I forgot.
You've had a lot going on.
My whole week was just ginger ale and tomato soup.
Yeah, I get that. And then speaking of trailers, the new trailer for Thor Love and Thunder came out.
Yep, I did see that one.
Oh my gosh.
Watch that one.
I laughed so hard at the end when Chris Hemsworth is like, you flinched too hard.
I think you can't really see it in the trailer, but there is speculation that he's got Loki's helmet tattooed on his back. And
I've
if you
seen
squint
that.
Really hard, you can see it.
Yeah,
somebody's blown
it up.
I hope that's not fan art. Like, I hope that's legit.
It looks like
I was worried. Like, it's...
what I saw was that somebody, like, took a screenshot and blew it up.
Yeah,
because it. I mean, yeah,
I love that.
I love that idea, and I'm just like, I love it.
I want to go on the record right now. I don't know if I text you this or not, or if I just screamed at Josh about it. I have a deep. This could be a fan of. Fangirl freestyle one day, a deep seething hatred for Christian Bale. Okay.
I remember
when I saw his stupid face and his stupid mouth, I got irrationally angry. How dare you defile the MCU?
Oh my God.
Go back to being, we don't want you as Batman. Go back to being something else. American Psycho. I don't care. I hate him so much. Anyways, that was just a little aside.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning how much you dislike him.
I also love how, even in the trailer, because I know we've talked about it before with Endgame, when Thor realizes that he's still worthy, he doesn't snap back into the perfect body. I love how even in the trailer, it shows him working out.
There's
and working
montage.
To
yes.
instead of just being able to snap his finger and be, you know, 1% body fat. I love that
the conscious effort to put that little clip in so that we would know that he didn't just snap out of it.
He's not just going to be anymore.
I really appreciate that. I love that they did that. That's so important. Yeah.
They're doing so much lately with, like, inclusion to me. Like, with Moon Knight, you have people with DID. With this, you have people who struggle with their weight
and depression and, like, getting out of that and, you know, the results
and grief
of that.
And grief and guilt.
Yeah.
I love
it.
I love
it so much. I also really, it kind of hit me really hard when Jane was like, what has it been, 3-4 years? And Thor knew exactly how long they had been, like, apart.
Down to the minute.
I don't know what it was, but something about that just hit me real hard.
It's like, oh.
I was like, oh my God, my goodness. But yeah, so, and then I think somebody, I think it was Theories by T who did the math. And so if they're in the, like, end of Endgame time period, about 8 years ago would have been, like, right around the events of Ragnarok. So the events of Ragnarok would have been, like, really fresh off the breakup. Yeah. And if Jane thinks it's only been, like, 3 or 4 years, if it's actually been 8, then she was most likely
Maybe she flipped.
Yeah, so. I love
somebody at, I had to go into my office to have some IT work done on my laptop earlier this week. And, like, anytime I go up there, our IT guys and I are like, we're the Marvel nerds. And so we talk about it. And he was like, yeah, I had to get a screen grab for all of, like, for my wife and her friends from that money shot in the trailer. And I was like, I mean, it doesn't do it for me. I was like, when they did it in Loki,
yeah,
I was here for it when the robot had to strip Loki, but
yeah.
Thor, not so much. Not my tea.
He's just too sculpted. Like, it's too much.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen the appeal in a Hemsworth. In either Hemsworth, I don't get it.
It's not unattractive. He's not unattractive. It just doesn't.
No, I'm not like I'm not gonna throw up on him. But at the same time,
it just doesn't get it done for me.
I would much rather have a Tom Hiddleston than a Hemsworth.
Yeah, for sure. And then for movie nights, we watched. Oh, I only wrote down one, but we've had two movie nights since we recorded. Beth's pick was Sense and Sensibility, which freaking Alan Rickman in that movie. I forget. forget his character's name, but that is the man that
I can't remember.
Everybody wants. He was like infatuated with this girl and she was like in love with somebody else and he was like, all I want is for her to be happy. And I was like, that's what you want. That's what you want. I can't remember the name of the character, but he is just everything that you could ever want in a man. Like, or in a partner, period. Like just somebody who just wants, like, even if it's not with you, they want you to be happy. It makes me so, so happy.
I love.
Oh, it's so good. And then the other movie that we watched, which was my pick, kind of, I gave her two options. We ended up watching Ingrid Goes West, which stars Audrey Plaza and Aubrey Plaza and Elizabeth Olsen and Wyatt fucking Russell, whose face I want to punch every time I see it. The first thing I've ever seen Wyatt Russell in was The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So every time I see his face from here on out, I want to punch
him. What my niece referred to as the musty old bag of tea, Captain America?
John Walker.
Yeah. So she was like, I hate Captain America. And I was like, you can't say that now. Like, we got a black Captain America. And she was like, she talked about how Steve Rogers was a science fair project gone wrong, which I loved. And she's then she was like, yeah, but yours. Then he handed over his shield to that musty old bag of tea white boy. And I was like, or no, that musty old bag of tea. And I was like, wait a second, because we're not talking about Sam, right? Because... And she was like, no, the other one. And I was like,
are you talking about Bucky? That would be the end of
our
friendship.
Like, no, I love Bucky. And I love Sam. No, that wannabe Captain America guy. I was like, oh, okay, gotcha.
Oh my gosh.
She so startled funny. Me.
Yeah.
See, I would never have known his name in real life.
Oh, I had to look it up. I don't know why I looked it up, but I did. And I was like, and now I'm just like... And he's
Wyatt Russell.
Like, I'm sure he's a wonderful person. I just, the first thing I ever saw him as was fucking John Walker. And so I'm just like, I want to punch you in the face. And like,
that is a sign that he's a really good actor, though.
Yes, absolutely.
That he made you hate him.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure he's like a wonderful person.
I don't think Christian Bale is a wonderful person, even if he's. It's because it was like when we were in high school, there was like, he was filming the one of his Batman movies and the like audio came out of him like berating like the peons on set. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And ever since then, like, even the thought of him turns my stomach. You are not bigger than the person bringing you your food. Absolutely. You are not better than the person holding a microphone or, you know, running to make sure your trailer lights are on and your AC is what you want to be set at. You're not better than them. I hate you, Christian Bale.
That's the worst. Yeah. So have you seen Ingrid Goes West?
No, I have not.
It's really well done, but it's basically about like the perils of life in a social media world. Because you form these like parasocial relationships with people and you just don't know who's on the other end. They could be a crazy stalker person who takes these $60,000 that they got from their mother passing away and move cross country to LA and stalk you and steal your dog out of your apartment just so that they can be the one who returns them to you. When you put up,
I was gonna say, is the dog okay? I won't watch
the dog. Is fine. The dog is fine. Okay. The dog's absolutely fine. But yeah, Aubrey Plaza plays like an unhinged like stalker, and Lizzie Olsen
would be really good at that.
Oh, she is. She's phenomenal at it. Lizzie Olsen plays like a social media influencer, and so like she responds, like Aubrey Plaza comments on one of her posts, and then she like likes it and responds back, and so Aubrey is like, we're like besties, I'm gonna move to LA, and so like she like stalks her, and then when they and Wyatt Russell is Lizzie's husband in the movie, and so when they go off to like dinner, Aubrey Plaza goes and like steals their dog just so that like when they post like the lost or missing posters, she can be the one to call. Yeah, and that's how she like insinuates herself into their. It's insane, and it's like it's terrifying to think about. Like you literally don't know who's on the other end of like strangers on the other end of your social media. So, but it's really well done.
That's why my niece's faces are not on any of our stuff.
That
and
is
their
why
names are not, and their TikToks are locked down because you don't know.
You don't know.
But then sometimes you meet your bestie. And then you go to Disneyland with her.
It's true.
And you bring her to your house for a week. Across the country. So
that's
we're sitting familiar. Here preaching the dangers of social media.
Okay, but to be fair, we did all of that after, like, years of vetting. Not, like, commented on one post and was, like, stalking. Like,
right. So. And, I mean, to meet at Disneyland is relatively safe. My husband was there. Heather was there.
Right.
You know, if either of us had been weird, we could have been like, oh, no, we're lost in the crowd. Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah.
So.
We just got lucky.
I think it's really funny. So Elizabeth Olsen doesn't have any social media, but she plays this social media influencer. And I just thought that was so funny. She actually, I think she started her Instagram when she was like either preparing for or filming this role. And then she was like bullied off of Instagram because people fucking suck. Yeah, no. So when Chadwick Boseman.
How do you bully Lizzie Olsen?
I know. When Chadwick Boseman like passed away and, you know, all of like a bunch of people came out and were posting things and all of that, like their own version of their grieving, right? And people fucking went after Lizzie for not posting anything on Instagram about it. Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, one, did she know him?
Did she? I mean, I'm sure they met.
She might have met, but did she know him? Or would she have felt like, this is disingenuous of me when others are grieving more than me?
She also wasn't very active on social media in the first place. So like,
so why do you want her to get on social media, which is something she doesn't do?
And then, like, post something that could be just completely disingenuous or feel like it's disingenuous. Yeah. Like, I'm sure she grieved on her own, in her own way.
Yeah,
like,
in her own way.
If she had a relationship with him, she probably grieved in her own way and not publicly, because that's not who she is.
It's
so,
not anybody's business.
It's, yeah.
That if you too. Want to post about your grief, that's fine.
Yeah, right.
That's part of your process. Some people are very private grievers who don't want to share their pain with the world. If you think that Lizzie Olsen should be bullied, I wish you the rest of your life of having to wait for your phone to recharge once it hits the charger before you can use it.
I can't even. The idea that anybody could bully Elizabeth Chase Olsen, I can't. She is such a pure, wonderful soul. Like, it makes me so angry.
Agreed. If you want to bully Lizzie Olsen, I want to bully you.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand anybody who could possibly bully Elizabeth Olsen.
No.
I can't.
No.
It makes no sense.
They suck. I want to bully them.
Yeah, 100%. And then I started reading The Secret Garden because we talked about
Did
that.
You?
Yeah, I was like,
I need to watch it. Or read it. Sorry.
We just talked about it. And so I'm like, I'm going to reread it just to see if it like still holds up in my mind.
Yeah. Does it? Have you found anything super problematic?
Just a really bratty kid so far, which is just life.
Yeah, that's normal.
I'm only two chapters in, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It should be a pretty quick read though, because it's like a kid's book, right? I mean, middle.
Yeah.
Older, but yeah. And then I finally was able to go to the theaters and watch Everything Everywhere All at Once. And it was absolutely worth the wait. It was so, so good.
I know. I want to see it.
It's
I've added
good.
It to my homework.
It's, I was looking up the Wikipedia page because I couldn't remember Michelle Yeoh's character's name. And I looked at like the main cast list and I'm just like, this list of names is just amazing. It's amazing. I'm obsessed. And James Hong first of all, if you don't know who James Hong is, yes, you do, because he's been in like everything. I freaking love this man. He finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Finally.
Aww.
This man who has been in over like 100 productions of things finally has gotten his due.
Recognition.
Finally. And it's funny because I was watching TikTok and Straw Hat Goofy was like, James Hong has finally received his star on the Walk of Fame. And that's after Wiz Khalifa has gotten his. And something about that doesn't sit right to me. And I'm like, I agree. I'm not okay with this.
Yeah.
This man has been in the industry for what, like 50 years? He's been in everything. And
look, so, I'm going to have to Google him because I don't know names unless it's like.
As soon as you see him, you'll know, because he has been in so many things. Just if there is a part for a like older Asian man.
All right. What's his name?
James Hong. H-O-N-G.
James. I typed John.
It's like,
oh yeah,
right?
He's yeah,
everything. I love this man. He's finally gotten his due. But he is in this movie, and he's so good in it.
Mr. Ping. thing from Kung Fu Panda.
And he, this, that's just.
Turning so red?
I love this.
Yeah.
I love
this. He's got a major.
He's everywhere.
Major, major IMDb.
Yeah. It's like nonstop. It's amazing.
Shield?
He's amazing. I love him. So, yeah, but this movie is so good. And it's just, it's so, it deals with the multiverse, which apparently is the hot thing in Hollywood right now. But it does it so well. And I had no idea, like, I didn't know anything about it going in other than it was a multiverse movie because that's what people were saying about it. And so going into it, I went in completely blind, excited for the cast because they're just all amazing. And sitting there watching it was so, so good. It was great to, it was nice to go into the movie not knowing anything about it, you know? Like, I feel like we don't get much of that nowadays.
No, we don't anymore.
So that was really cool. One thing that I do want to say about it, and I don't know if it was just, I want to know, like, do white people realize that they spoke two different dialects of Chinese in the movie? Because
probably not.
I really want to know because they switch back and forth and I think they very purposefully did it. So when she's speaking to her father, she speaks to Michelle Yeoh's character. When she speaks to her father, she's speaking in Cantonese. When she's speaking to her husband, she's speaking in Mandarin. And I can tell the difference because I know what they sound like, but I want to know, like, does the general audience know?
Probably not.
I'm interested to see if, like, it sounds similar enough to where people think it's the same, because to me they sound very, very different. But
I think that it would be similar to a lot of languages, like Germanic languages especially, are so similar that, like, I don't know that I could tell the difference between Portuguese and, I don't know, maybe Italian. If someone's just talking, I wouldn't be able to tell you what language they were speaking because I don't speak it, you know?
What's really funny is that before you picked a second language, in my head I said Italian.
Yeah.
Like, we are on the same page.
First I was going to say Spanish, but then it was like, I know enough that I would be able to pick out Spanish.
It may be
similar to that.
I'm wondering if it might be like Mexican Spanish versus Spain Spanish.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's the same language. Like, but I don't know. It's very interesting. I was thinking about this before we started recording and I was like, I wonder if I can experiment with Mandy. Should I say something and see if you can tell the difference?
You can't? Yeah. I mean, try it. Because I've never spoken Chinese.
I have to think about it because my Mandarin is very, very weak. I took like a year in college and that was
I really wished that they had offered it here when I was in, like, because in high school here, you get French or Spanish.
Yeah, that was same for us.
And I think that they had started offering it, or there was like one teacher who offered it, like when the twins were little, but it was like at a high school and it was like, God, I hope that you could learn Mandarin. That would be so cool.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my parents would send us to a Chinese school on the weekend and they taught us Mandarin, but my brother and I complained about it so much that they stopped taking us, which we both regret now because we've both now like taken like Mandarin classes to learn it. But as a kid, you want to spend your Saturdays at home, not at more school.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of like something easy that I could say to see if you can kind of
be like, it could be like if a person who lives in China who's only ever spoken either Cantonese or Mandarin watched a movie with Spanglish in it and then gave the, like, they said Spanglish words, Spanish words, and English words, would they be like, they probably wouldn't know the difference if it's a language that you're not familiar with.
Yeah. I was just watching a movie today where they were speaking in Polish and Italian, and I don't think I could tell the difference when they switched between languages.
Yeah.
Except for the subtitles.
And like, there are like buzzwords that everyone knows from different languages. Bonjour, and you know, gracias, and you know, ni hao. But if you don't speak the language and aren't around it, you might, I doubt that they would know a difference.
I'm gonna say, my name is Karen, how are you? And see if you can spot when I switch. Okay. I have this weird thing. Like, I always get really nervous when I speak in Chinese around people who... I don't know why. Don't ask. So it's a really
I'm
weird
secretly
thing.
A professor and an expert in the Chinese language. I have my PhD. You cannot get anything wrong.
See,
I will fire you from Earth.
I think what it is that I have this thing where I know that I have an American accent when I'm speaking it. So then I
How
feel
am I
that...
gonna know that?
I don't know, Mandy. It just hurts me in my soul. Okay, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
我的名字, Karen, 你好吗?
Okay.
That's two different languages.
Oh, you switched halfway through.
Could you tell the difference?
No, I can't.
I didn't think about it when I was watching the movie, but just today I was like, I wonder if like the average audience goer like realizes
probably
that
not.
They were speaking different languages because I mean,
it would depend on where. It would depend on where because the audience in
right,
China
right.
and surrounding countries would.
Probably would, but, yeah. And I feel like maybe, like, other East Asian languages, like, people who spoke other East Asian languages would at least be able to identify that they're different. Not necessarily understand, obviously, but because I can identify, like, if somebody's speaking, like, Korean, Japanese, Vietnamese, Chinese, I can identify the differences because I hear
right.
them.
Yeah.
So I imagine, like, other East Asian countries probably would be able to do the same. But, like, in America,
right.
like, general audiences in America, probably not so much.
No.
Which I kind of...
And then places like Canada and Europe, too, probably
yeah.
wouldn't. They'd probably
yeah.
struggle as well.
I felt like I was in on, like, a little secret.
yeah.
Because
cool.
because
cool.
obviously when you're watching, like, the movies, they don't, like... The subtitles aren't, like, labeled what language it is, you know? Like
yeah.
when I was watching a foreign language film today, and it identified in English, like, what language they were speaking. But when you're watching a movie that is primarily English language movie, and they just happen to have like other languages
intersperse
in it.
It in.
Yeah, they just tell you what they say. They don't say what language it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm interested to see if like
yeah.
if other people picked up on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So yeah, that was one of it's weird that was one of my takeaways from this movie. But, no, it's a really good movie. I highly recommend it. And I just think it's really funny that Hollywood is all about like the multiverse right now.
Yeah, it's the hot thing.
I think of that Zoolander like gif where it's like multiverse, it's so hot right now. Have you seen
oh my god,
oh my goodness,
Zoolander. I love it.
Okay, and then the last thing is I finally finished my Castle binge. I the last episode was anticlimactic. I did not enjoy it as much as I didn't enjoy the ending of the series. Like the last episode, I expected a certain thing because they'd been building up to this certain thing and it happened like midway through the episode and then like it resolved and then the very end of the episode like was I did not enjoy it.
Yeah,
I didn't
just blah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was I think that's most of what I did. That's all I wrote down. I don't know. It's been 2 weeks. I don't remember all the things. All
right, well,
you go while I flip through.
For my week, I wrote down the flug, which is what we started calling the flu. If the twins, because like for the first few days of each of their testing positive, that we mm-hmm. stuck them in their rooms and like yeah. you just need to text me or call me. I will stick my head in
yeah.
every few minutes to check on you, but like stay in there. And then I would go in and do whatever I needed, and I would immediately sanitize the thermometer and then wash my hands and wipe down the doorknobs. And but then after you know it was past. Where they're really contagious, they would come out and they were still coughing and they would sneeze and we'd be like, not the flu! No! I don't want the flu! So we dealt with that.
Yeah.
In my few moments of peace, I actually got a lot of reading done because we couldn't go anywhere. And they did sleep a lot. I will say that. They slept a ton. I read Off With My Head by Stassi Schroeder-Clark. Which I had gotten like a month or so ago, just because I needed like a quick celebrity read that wasn't mm-hmm. like gonna take up mental space or mental capacity.
Right.
So that was fun. She talks all about like her pregnancy with her daughter and having her and all that. So it's great. Mm-hmm. Then I finished my arc of the Rogue Crown, which is the third book in the Five Crowns of Okra series. So I know that like they're on your list and that you'll get to them eventually, but just like a quick recap for anybody who might be interested. There are, there are going to be five crowns, but there could be more books than that if A.K. Mulford wanted to do that. The first book follows a character named Remy. Second book follows a character named Rua. This book follows Bree. In the first two books, there are male love interests. This one is Sapphic. So she has a female lover. I know, it was great. Yeah, it was really, really good. I don't want to give too much away because like I want people to go read these books, but it's just your main character. She's like, she kind of reminds me of a serious Cassian if he was a girl.
Oh,
like her vibe of like, I'm a tough, I'm a warrior. She's never gonna put on a dress. Like she is tough soldier through and through.
Okay.
I don't want to say who she ends up falling for because that would give away a lot. but she has this destiny that the fates have said she's going to take a crown. Like she's going to become a ruler of one of the courts. And she's like, it's that court over there. And everybody else is like, is it though? she has a twin brother named Talhan who, I hope Tal is the next book. Cause, there's a non-binary character that I think is the next love interest. And I really want them with Tal.
Ooh.
Like, I really want them with Tal. Like, these children talk about ships, my ship, Tal, and this character that I don't want to give away because so it was very, very good with A.K. Mulford's book. I've gotten, I think, all of them on ARC. Not the High Mountain Court. I've gotten the Rogue Crown and the Witch's Blade in ARCs. And they're so good, but they are, I don't want to say a struggle to get into, but they are like, there's a lot of world building, which is cool. But I was trying to start reading, you know, at falling into bed at 10:30 at night, and I would fall asleep. And it wasn't because I was bored. It was just like, I am dead tired and I need my full brain capacity to remember this new land and all of its new rules. And I do want to say she found out this week and announced this week that Harper Voyager, which is like a subset of HarperCollins, is picking up her books and is going to publish for her.
Oh,
so they've
gosh.
Done like a whole rebrand of her covers. They've pulled them from Amazon and like they're doing pre-orders now.
Wow.
And like, it is so cool because like she is up to this point has been like self-published and she found a way to get her books like in stores in Barnes and Noble by herself.
Yeah.
And so like watching her videos announcing and like finding out that Harper, like a subset of Harper Collins wants her books is just like,
that's amazing.
I cried. Yes. That's so cool.
Amazing.
It's the goal. I'm so happy for her. A.K. Mulford, if you have not yet read any of the Five Crowns of Okrith series, you've got to do it. They're so good. Start with the High Mountain Court.
That.
Go from there. She posts a lot of free novellas that you can just read online, but don't do that until you've read some of the books.
I think I showed it to you. I just got the High Mountain Court on ebook because it was on sale on Amazon.
Yes.
So I have that. I haven't started reading it yet, but I have it. So
I went on BookBub after she announced it. And like, I went ahead, I think it was BookBub or something like that, and ordered, like, it was the only place I could find the hard copies of like the original cover because I bought some signed book plates like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I just, the books have been on my Amazon wish list and I just haven't gotten around to, cause I've read them on e-reader and ARCs. So I haven't gotten around to buying them, but I was like, I want the cover that matches the little like frame on the book plate and stuff. So I went ahead and found some copies.
Nice.
I paid a little bit of a lot for them, but I think that they'll be like collectible items one day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, books are collectible items anyways. But
I love that. I love that.
So I was really, really excited about that.
That is exciting.
And I read this.
Book lovers.
I'm not going to give you anything away except.
Tell me nothing about it because I still have to read it.
It really won't mean anything to you, but if we're talking representation, it seems like every female lead in every book forever is 5'2" and so cute and small and he's so big. No, the main character in this book is 5'11", okay? And I'm 5'9".
Okay, listen.
And had a complex all through school about every boy being as tall as me or shorter. So having someone who is so tall is amazing.
Listen, I am 5'2". I feel represented.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're very represented in books. Your height, people that are your height, it's always, I'm 5'4", and he can fit me in his pocket. And then she talks about, like, this isn't a spoiler. It's just like a random scene. She's at dinner with a man who's insecure about himself. Mm-hmm. And he's like, how tall are you? What size shoe do you wear? Like, cause acting like she's like this giant.
By insecure, you mean he is a fragile white man.
Yeah, basically. Basically, he's fragile. So, I mean, all of that was in jest, but it was cool to have a tall girl. Because you don't see that very often in books where they're like, I'm towering over most of the dudes in the room.
Right.
And then she puts on heels.
No, I love that.
It's like, yes, ma'am, you do.
Well, then you've got, it'll tie into She-Hulk because she's a superhero. I love it. There's a scene in the trailer that I lost my mind at. She goes on a Tinder date, I think, and then it goes really well or whatnot, and so they leave, and I think it's the end of the trailer ends with her picking him up she's in She-Hulk form. She picks him up like a baby to take him to the bedroom.
I love.
It's amazing.
I love.
It's amazing. Yeah. I can't wait for you to
And I like it for things like this book or things like She-Hulk where my nieces are going to be tall. They're 13 and they're almost as tall as me now at 5'9". Yeah. Their grandmother was, I think, 6 foot tall. You know, their whole family, the women are very tall. Than me. So it would be very cool. It's very cool for them to see that not every heroine has to be, little tiny, little short. And it's great that there are short heroines too. Don't get me wrong, but it's cool to see the tall girl because you don't see that very often. So I was just I love
that. This. My daughter and Charlie is tall too.
Is she? Yeah.
I think so.
So it's cool. Everybody wants to be represented in media in some way, especially when you're a kid and a teenager.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when it's something that makes you feel insecure because you feel
I had to wear flats to I'm a Converse girl. I was a Converse girl anyway. I got married in Converse, even though my husband is 6 inches taller than me, five inches taller than me. But going to prom, I couldn't wear, I could take pictures by myself in the heels. But then if I was standing next to my date, I felt like I couldn't tower over or not tower, but I couldn't be taller. I felt like there was something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Because of it, which now I look back and I'm like, girl.
Well, we're sold this stupid narrative that women have to be inferior.
Yeah.
And so we have to be shorter.
We have to be smaller.
Bullshit. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, coming from somebody who is smaller than most people. Yeah.
I tell the twins, it's cool that we can reach things in the top shelf. I can go to the grocery store and I don't need help.
Literally, my apartment in college, we literally had to have a step stool in the kitchen because I could not reach things because I am a short person. So, there's nothing wrong with being tall as a woman or short as a man.
Or short. You're perfect however you are.
Height is not gendered.
Growing up with that insecurity, it was cool to be and then there are other things that you'll love in this as a book person.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
And then
excited.
I said, Charlie is if Milo Ventimiglia and Adam Driver had a baby.
Oh my goodness.
Wonderful. I finished it earlier today. Right before we left to go run errands, I was like, I have a chapter left. Please.
Oh my God.
Okay. What else did I do? So I also watched I started watching Being the Ricardos.
Oh yeah. What did you think?
I love her. Okay. Yeah. I love her. I wish they had not cast Nicole Kidman as Lucy.
Yeah.
Because the whole time you're looking at her and you're like, oh, it's Nicole Kidman as Lucy. It's not, this is Lucille Ball. This is she did a good job of the accent change, and all of that. It just, the face didn't to me look anything close to Lucy. And so I didn't finish it. I need to, I want to, I'm going to, but
I mean, it's decent. I wouldn't say say it's like a masterpiece, but I enjoyed myself. I really loved, like, as a kid, people watched cartoons and all of that. I watched I Love Lucy. No,
every Saturday, my mom and so I had snapped, and then we'd watch I Love Lucy until we were ready to, like, start the day.
I have a very deep love for I Love Lucy and Lucille Ball. So, like,
they got, I think they did better casting with Vivian Vance and William Frawley, like the Fred and Ethel characters. I think they did better casting of them than they did of Lucy. And I love Nicole Kidman. This was not a role that she should have been selected for. And see, I follow, I don't know if you've seen her, but The Other Side of Laughter on TikTok. She is the Hollywood Universal Studios, like, Lucy that walks around. I'll send you her TikTok. She is phenomenal, and she looks just like her.
Okay, one time when we were at Universal, she was out, and I cannot explain how much I freaked out. Like, I made Heather.
She is so good.
Stop. I was like, we need to stop. I need to go, like, take a picture with her and speak with her. And I was just. I love it.
Yeah, she's so good. And so, like, the whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, all they had to do is go over to the Universal Studios and they had somebody who, like, has her mannerisms down, has her voice down, has everything. But instead it's, oh, well, that's Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball.
Right.
I just, like, I kept picturing her to, like, come out in a sparkling diamond suit and be Satine. Like, I don't know. I couldn't separate the actress from,
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't bad. It was not. I struggled because I feel like the casting could have been better.
Yeah.
And then my last thing on my list of This Week in Fangirling is, did Karen meet Simu Liu?
Karen did not meet Simu Liu. Because they had to reschedule.
So
we got an email a few days before, maybe like a week before. I can't remember. We got an email.
Did you tell me this and I just forgot?
I did not tell you this. Okay. I don't know why I didn't. I don't know why.
Am I a terrible friend?
No.
And then I was I thought about it and I was like, is she waiting to tell me and telling the podcast about it? Like, this is a big deal, Karen.
It is a big deal. I would have sent you pictures immediately if it happened.
I was like, she has to be waiting on the podcast.
So they sent us the venue sent us an email saying that they had to reschedule due to filming conflicts. So Simu wasn't able to come. So it was originally scheduled for the 22nd, which was a Sunday. And they rescheduled it to June 17th, which is a Friday, which I took time off.
Why wouldn't they do it on a weekend?
Because they hate me. Me specifically, they hate me. So I'm taking a half day at work so that I can drive up to the city and do that. Luckily, that's the week after my daughter gets out of school, so she can still come with me. But yeah, so it just, when I got it, I was like, furious. I was like, oh, I was like sad. And then I looked at a calendar and I was like, furious. I'm like, why would you do this to me? Like, people, you had it scheduled on a weekend and then you change it to a weekday.
Even if it can't be Sunday, make it Saturday. If you can't do it that weekend, move it out to the next one. Until you find a Saturday.
Find another weekend. Just find another week, because you've scheduled it for a week. Like, they offered. I'm sure it's not their fault or whatever. Like, I'm sure just schedules are hard.
He's
a movie star, whatever. But so it was originally scheduled for Sunday. They sent out an email and they're like, if you can't make the event but you still want a book sign, we'll get it signed and then you can pick it up from the store. If you, you know, just want a refund, we can do that. And I'm sitting over here like, I still want the book sign, but I also want to meet Simu and it's also an inconvenient time. So I have to take a half day from work so that I can make this.
Rude.
But of course I did it because, you know, it's Simu Liu. Like,
again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. That child is asleep. She cannot come live with auntie.
I know. So now it's at like 3 p.m. So this is very different. It's like
auntie is watching.
We'll see. This child better not be. It was really funny because, like, I think it was Friday before So that would have been like the 20th. My daughter was like, what are we doing this weekend? And I'm like, well, we're going to go see, the plan was we were going to go see Everything Everywhere All at Once in the morning and then The Bad Guys in the afternoon mm-hmm. on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we would go to the signing. And she was like, why can't we watch it on Sunday? And so that we didn't have to go to two movies. And I'm like, we're going to meet Shang-Chi on Sunday. She's like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Anything else that you watched or read or fangirled over? I don't think so either. I'm good. Okay.
I just got a little stack of where my money went.
All right. Well, where did your money go?
Oh, our friend Terry Lee.
Oh.
She messaged me and she was like, I think I just need to show you my hauls before I post them online because you'll just buy the stuff.
Right.
So she didn't really want this display thing from the bookish box because she doesn't really display books, but it says morally gray and it's got like a anatomically correct heart and like a cat, like cats and serpents. And it's like a little stand that you can stand up. Hold on. I know the listeners can't see, but you can. It stands up and then it's got this little flap that like holds your book open if you want to.
I love that.
So it's like a little stand to display book. And then there's a bougie matches bottle. I've got to get matches for it, but it's like a little jar to hold matches. It's got like the striker thing.
Oh my goodness.
Almost forgot. I put it on my Erin Warner candle. Oh, I just dropped it and like broke it. I didn't it, but it's one of these little, it's upside down. That's why. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. Technical difficulties behind the scenes. It's one of these little, candle things that like the flame heats up and it spins it, but I want it to be functioning before I show you.
Like
I
in think The Greatest Showman?
Also, I think so. I was pretty excited about this because and like the twins were mesmerized by it too when I lit it up. I put it on an Erin Warner candle because obviously I did.
Course.
So it like spins. It's like a candle carousel and it's got little dragons on it.
That's so cool.
Isn't it cute? And that's like I said, cute. I put it on Erin Warner because daddy. Sorry. Oh, I dropped it again. and then she also, I got a copy of Only a Monster, which I think was a bookish box and it's got like, it's signed and it's got like a little in the front pages, like a letter from the author.
I love that. Yeah. That's the bookish box version. I know because I have multiple versions of this book.
I know. I felt bad because like she posted like photos.
I don't need any more copies of it. I already have 3.
She posted like the photos that she'd sent me in the groups. And you were like, hey, about that Only a Monster. And I was like, oh no, it's on my table.
No, I don't feel bad. I literally have like 4 copies of it. I really.
And then I don't even think I asked for this. I think she just threw this in the box. It's a pillowcase that says book lover.
Cute. I love that. That's very cute.
Okay. So then Once Upon a Book Club had their warehouse sale.
Oh yeah.
We're going to the beach on Sunday and I'm going to wear the shit out of this. Yes. It's a sun hat that says, shh, I'm reading.
Yes. I love
that. I've been just like being a hag around the house, chasing Josh and the twins around with it.
I love that.
I can't find it. I think it's in the laundry. But I ordered a t-shirt that said the past, the present and the future walked into a bar. It was tense.
Yes.
I got a pint glass from that I don't have up here. I don't even remember what it said. I think it was something about being bookish.
Memorial Day sale this weekend. So I want to order the, so I think I showed it to you, that little box. It was like, what was it? Like book
fund? Yeah.
I wanted to order that, but
it's over here.
It sold out. Somewhere. So I'm going to buy the box now.
Yeah.
The individual ones. I got a code
you can use.
I know, but it's already on sale.
I don't know if that matters or not.
I'll try it.
You can try.
I'll absolutely try it, obviously. But I don't know. We'll see. But
yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Was that all your stuff? Tell me more.
I got some new shoes. I got 2 pairs of new Vans because like my Nikes were like, there were like holes in them. I've been wearing them for so long. I ordered... So the twins, I was sitting on the couch with one of the twins and I ordered a Dyson vacuum cleaner mm-hmm. and I was talking about how excited I was for my Dyson to get here. And she was like, I don't know what that is. And I was like, it's a vacuum. And she was like, and you're excited about getting a vacuum? And I was like, listen, your 30s are a lawless time. Like, I never thought I'd be excited about a vacuum, but here we are.
It's very true.
It works great. It came with an attachment. Like, you bought it and you got like an attachment kit for free, an extra attachment kit. And the one I picked has the dog grooming attachment where it connects to your vacuum. You push a button and out come the little like prongy things that are on like every brush that you buy for your dogs. Then when you undo the button, it sucks all the hair up into the vacuum.
Oh my God.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. That sounds
amazing.
Zuzu's terrified of it. Tallulah thought that she was getting like the spa treatment.
Oh my
And Harry
gosh.
Was kind of here nor there. Yeah, Tallulah just laid there. She was like, I'm here for this. I love this.
I mean, that just kind of sounds like Tallulah though.
Yeah, she was good like with whatever.
Chill.
I've already talked about this, but I've got my signed copy of Book Lovers. She wrote Mandy, happy reading, I think. Yeah, happy reading, XO, Emily Henry.
Love.
And then I have some stuff on the way that I'm super excited about. I've talked about it before, but my favorite band is Taking Back Sunday. This year was the 20th anniversary of Tell All Your Friends, which is one of their biggest and best albums ever. So they did like this whole 20th anniversary line of merch, and I think one of everything. I blacked out.
I remember
I got a shipping notification for it today.
Yay.
And then last, I was too late to tell Karen about, well, I told you instantly, but you didn't see your phone, but MC Studios, go check. It's Molly Catherine, I think is her name. MC Studios, I think it's Shop MC Studios on TikTok and Instagram. She does like small batch t-shirts for like Marvel, and I think she's got some Star Wars, and she's got some like Hermione fanfic, I think. But she did a small Marvel drop. So I got the Holy Trinity t-shirt that has Loki, Bucky, and Druig on it, and it just says Holy Trinity. I got a sticker that's got, it's a butterfly, and on one side it's got the you break the rules and I become the hero, and then on the other side I do it and become the villain that doesn't seem fair. I got a t-shirt that just says glorious purpose. I got a t-shirt that says Neil in like, and I think it's got like Loki's side profile. I got one that says trust your tingle, and then a Moon Knight sticker that's got like the crescent moon and his like staffs, I guess. I don't know what you call them, that have the runes all over them. And then the goldfish. And I don't know when it'll ship. I think she's just one girl and she does all of it herself. So it could be a while, but I will post photos as soon as they come in because I am so pumped.
Yeah, let me know.
I'm so excited.
I didn't click on any of the clothing listings because I was sad. But does she say which, like how it fits, like what shirts she uses or whatnot?
Let me look it up. I think it's, I want to say it was Libby.
Because I might just wait for you to tell me how it fits before I stalk religiously for the next
one. Yeah. So the website for any listeners who want to check her out, she's got some things like the, I do it and become the villain sticker is still up.
I think most of the
stickers she's working on, she, is like a super fan of Shield, and she talks about how like Shield is overlooked and there's not enough merch, so she makes a lot of Shield merch. Sizing guide, Lane 7 brand t-shirts.
Okay.
And then she's got like sizing charts of everything on her on the website. So it's shopmcstudios.com if you guys want to check it out. Not sponsored. I just really liked.
Yeah.
Like, not yet. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
I just am really, really pumped because she like hand draws all of this herself. Yeah. And it's really cool. She's really talented.
Love it.
That's where my money went.
All right. I don't have any of my stuff with me, so I'm just going to tell you about it.
Okay.
I also got my signed copy of Book Lovers. But I ordered People We Meet on Vacation at the same time because I didn't have it yet. I already had Beach Read, so I couldn't order that.
Right.
It didn't make sense to order that. I mean, no. So I got both of those and they were both signed and personalized, which I'm very excited to get started reading on Book. I still have to read Beach Read though. So, I mean, I know they're not related, but I love Emily Henry. Like seeing her on Instagram,
she's very relatable.
Adorable. She is. I love the way she writes stories. I love it.
The way she writes is like your best friend flopped down on the couch next to you and is like giving you the rundown.
Yes.
is the way that she writes. And it's very, it is reminiscent to me of like, you're sitting there listening to Lorelai Gilmore talk.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of pop culture references and it's very fast, but so good.
I love it. Yeah. So I got those. I got my Amazon copy of We Were Dreamers that I had pre-ordered when he first announced the book. And I will be getting another copy when I finally go to the signing. I don't need two copies, but I apparently will have them now. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe if I just bring it, maybe he'll also sign it. Who knows? We'll see. And then I also got my copy of From Bad to Cursed by Lana Harper, the second book in the Witches of Thistle Grove series, which I haven't read yet, but I'm very excited about. I loved Payback's a Witch, so I'm very excited about it. And then speaking of Only a Monster, I got another copy of Only a Monster. I ended up buying on like a Facebook group, somebody was selling a partial of the Fairy Loot boxes that had Only a Monster and Daughter of the Moon Goddess, which is the one that I have been hoping would show up, but people have been selling that book by itself for like $200 and it's made me so sad. But
that's insanity.
Fucking gorgeous. But now I have the book, so I don't have to worry. I paid, after conversion and everything, it was about conversion and shipping and everything from the UK, because she's in the UK. It ended up being about $200 for both. So it was Only a Monster and Daughter of the Moon Goddess, both of the books, and then a couple of items from each box as well. So
that's not too bad then.
It's not too bad. I mean, it is definitely over retail, but
yeah,
it's pretty good considering the Daughter of the Moon Goddess book itself sells for like $200.
Right.
So I'm okay. If anybody out there who is listening prefers the UK covers to the US covers, Book Depository has UK and US editions and they ship worldwide. So
love.
Just FYI. Not that I have
the
been...
UK gets some beautiful covers.
They do. Daughter of the Moon Goddess is gorgeous. The UK edition of, oh gosh, Six Crimson Cranes is beautiful. Freaking beautiful. The Girl Who Fell Beneath the Sea. Like, the UK gets some freaking gorgeous editions, and I'm so jealous. I'm trying to remember what else I bought because I didn't write down everything. I don't know if you saw it, but Here Comes the Nerd, our lovely friend Joanna, painted this gorgeous Mulan painting. Fucking gorgeous. It's like a little musical mini. She does like music minis where she does like lines from the song and then she does pretty things with it. I have one up here. Hold on. It's hard to see. But that right
there. We did that with my wedding cake. We did the music mark first dance around our cake.
And so she did a Mulan one. It's from Reflection, obviously. And she put it up for auction on Pop Shop Live. So she did a Pop Shop Live event on Wednesday, this most recent Wednesday. And it was like Disney Con. So she had a bunch of new Disney stuff. And then she put this up for auction. And I'm just sitting there like, I'm like not even paying attention to how much money what amount it is. I'm just like, because Pop Shop Live, when you place your bid, it grays out the button, so you can't outbid yourself, essentially.
Right, right.
So then as soon as that button lit up, I just pressed it and kept pressing it until it stopped lighting up. And I was like, there's no way. I don't know who thought that they were going to win this from me, but it's not happening.
They're not going to.
I blacked out. I just kept pressing the button until it was mine. And then, unfortunately, my card was having issues on Pop Shop Live. So I'm like sitting there and I'm like texting Joanna on the side. I think I messaged the mod chat and been like, guys, let Joanna know my card's not working. I'm working on it. And
please,
everybody's like, it's fine. We all know it's yours. Don't worry. And so I'm like sitting here and I'm like, for some reason my card wouldn't work. So I had to like add a new card and then it went through and it was fine. But it's fucking gorgeous. Like I don't know if you've seen it, but if you haven't, go to like,
I don't think I have.
Go to her Instagram. She posted it and it's fucking gorgeous. I am so excited for it. And it's going to live in my house forever and ever. I'm going to be buried with it. I paid a lot of money for it and I regret nothing. I regret nothing. Yep. So I bought that and I'm really excited. I didn't get a shipping notification for it today, but I got an alert from my informed delivery being like, you have a package coming. And I was like, oh, that's from Joanna. She just hasn't inputted it into Pop Shop Live yet.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited about that. And then I got some pre-order goodies from Flatiron Books, the publishing company, for Tokyo Dreaming. They're really, really cute. It's like this cute little like pencil case and then a pencil and like washi tape. It's very cute. It all matches the book, which is coming out on the 31st, which is very exciting. I still have to read the first book, but it's basically like if The Princess Diaries was Japanese. Is yeah.
Love.
Yeah, it's similar. I love
The Princess Diaries.
Yeah. Who didn't though? I mean,
yeah.
But classic. Yeah, so the first book is called Tokyo Ever After, and the second book is coming out on the 31st, and it's called Tokyo Dreaming. They're both by Emiko Jean, and I'm very excited about it. I posted the picture that I took of the pre-order goodies to my Instagram, and the publisher like reposted it. I was like,
oh,
I love this. It's very, I'm like, it's not even
exciting.
I'm like, it's not even that good of a picture, but I love this.
Yes, it is.
Also, it's a publisher. Can I be friends with you? Because I'm going to need those eventually.
Yeah. Oh my God, fuck
here. I write things too.
Yeah.
What else did I get recently? Oh, the big thing. My Kindle.
Yeah.
How did I forget? I finally caved.
Love it.
I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I finally caved. I bought a Kindle because I saw, so in my mind I had this image of something much larger than this is. I imagined like tablet size. And so I was like, I don't need like something tablet size when I have a tablet that I could just use like the Kindle app on or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when I was visiting Mandy, she like got her custom Kindle case and pulled out her Kindle, and I'm like, that is tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny. And it's so this is lighter than like my phone, I feel like.
I'm afraid to not have it in a case because it's so tiny. Like,
it's terrifying. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah,
it's so tiny. It's so lightweight. I can read it anywhere. I'm obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with it. I'm so, a great purchase. It's all Mandy's fault, but no regrets.
Not sorry.
No regrets.
And it's good because like you can take your book, you can take 1,000 books with you anywhere, 10,000 books with you anywhere, whatever.
Exactly.
But it's different from reading on a tablet or on your phone because there's not going to be any glare.
Yes.
Oh, like I'm taking my Kindle to the beach because I know that like you won't have to worry about sand getting between the pages or if there's wind, the pages blowing or whatever. And I'm not going to have a glare like I would on my screen.
My only complaint, and this is the stupidest complaint ever, my only complaint is that it is not in color. I don't know why it bothers me so much, but I like seeing the colorful covers.
We like to, the twins like to laugh because they'll like flip open my, my case and they love to like see what the ads are because a lot of times are like, he is a deer and she is a dolphin. Will they find love on the ranch in Colorado?
They're so funny. The ads are so funny.
So that's like, we play like almost like roulette of what's it gonna be today? Hold on.
I love that. That's so funny. I also love, like, I went out to dinner. My parents were out of town for the weekend, so I had my daughter, like, I couldn't sit down and be by myself. So I was like, okay, I'll just, not that I don't like spending time with my daughter.
Right. But
sometimes you need a break.
Just need a break.
Just like even just to like have her be in the kitchen and me and like, it's not like I need her to go away, but like just if I could sit in the bedroom by myself.
Like I had to yawn even thinking about it because you just get tired.
Absolutely.
Especially at that age. And you just need to go to your room and just not have anybody touching you.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Not have anybody touching you or needing something or hungry or.
Exactly. And so I was like, okay, well, it's just one weekend. I will embrace it. So we did a little like mommy daughter date night and we went to Cheesecake Factory and had a really nice dinner. But I brought my Kindle and I have like kids books on it. So we like, I sat down like, let's read a story together. So that's really nice because I can like read my book. And then if she's with me and she's like bored, I'm like, let's read a story together. And I can just switch it to another book. I'm obsessed.
When I was reading ACOTAR for the first time, a friend of mine had brought me a stack, like her stack of books. Mm-hmm. And I get done with, I think it was Mist and Fury. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have the copy of Wings and Ruin in there. And so I didn't even think about my Kindle at first. I'm like, Barnes and Noble, I'll order it for pickup right now. And they're out of stock, not available in store. And so I'm like, okay, Books a Million, they don't have it. Target, blah, blah. And then I was like, you idiot. You have a Kindle. So like if you, it doesn't matter where you are. If you are in range of like your cell phone and hotspot.
Yeah.
If you want a book, you have it in 10 seconds.
That's what I did. I was like, I like opened it up. They're like, we can't download this. I'm like, hold on, hotspot. Now I can. Yeah. Like
the
it's amazing.
Only thing I don't like, the only complaint that I have, because I don't even mind it not being in color because I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Is that you can't order a Kindle book through the Amazon app on your phone.
Oh my gosh, I hate that.
You have to go to Amazon.com and Safari to do it.
It's so stupid. Weird.
It's greedy. It's greedy.
I hate, why would you, I don't.
It's something to do with Apple takes a percentages of purchases made through the, through apps on Apple devices.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And so Amazon was like, we don't want you to be able to do that.
Wow.
It's something weird with like, they don't want Apple to get a cut.
Because Bezos needs all the money, right? Because he needs so much money.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, dude. I'm sure like the percentage is negligible.
Yeah.
Like, especially on ebooks, which are like $5. Yeah. Like
I made it like a TikTok with that thank you for coming to my TED Talk sound where I was like, if you buy a book from Amazon, it should come with the physical book, the ebook, and the audiobook. And I was like, because everybody, as soon as you say that, they're like, well, production costs for audiobooks, the audiobook narrator should be. I know Amazon can afford it.
Yeah,
Amazon can afford for them to get their due, get what they should be paid fairly, and then to let us have it if we're buying the book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Absolutely. Like, I really
won all three.
Absolutely. 100%. Like, I'll pay for the hardcover and paperback if you want more of my money for the same book. I absolutely will do that. I have done that. But
for the digital book?
Come on. I would really like.
Unless it's a small author. Like, I'm going to buy The Night the Stars Fell in every version because I want to support.
Right.
I'm going to buy the Five Courts of Ocarith books in every version.
Well, like,
even though I got ARCs, I'm still going to buy them.
Right. Oh, I'm absolutely. I already have plans. I've already purchased 2 copies of Foul Lady Fortune, and I'm gonna buy a third in a couple weeks because Fairy Loot is going to put up for sale their exclusive edition, which is fucking gorgeous. I am so excited. I cannot even express how much I love it. And I got the ARC for that book. I'm like, all I need is the Waterstones exclusive, and I'm solid. So yeah, I am very excited about my Kindle. I also I went to Clever Case and ordered a case, obviously, because that's how this all started. Mandy showed me her Clever Case, put her Kindle in, and I was like, well, I want one of those, and so I wanted.
It got here pretty quick, so yours shouldn't take too long.
I already got a shipping notification. Like I feel like I
and
just
it's coming from
it.
The UK.
Yeah, so I'm
you
impressed.
Expect a delay, but it really wasn't. I mean, it wasn't Amazon Prime in 2 days, but
still, it's
I was
pretty
pleasantly surprised by how quickly mine got here.
But I got the Wizard of Oz one, obviously.
Yeah.
And I put a quote inside. Let me pull it up. I put you don't need to be helped any longer. You've always had the power, because that is part of the line from the Wizard of Oz at the end.
I love it.
So, and I was like, I need this reminder like often. Yeah. So I need to put it somewhere where I'll see it a lot. So I'm very excited. I don't remember if I got it at some point where we were talking about it, but I got the Shatter Me books.
Yeah, I think we did.
I can't remember if we talked about it on the podcast, but I did get the Shatter Me books. So those are
Aaron Warner. Let me smell my candle.
I'll get there eventually.
Love him so much.
I honestly,
you're going to be like, when you first start reading it, you're going to be like, she's out of her entire mind, but just wait.
All right. Oh. All right.
That man, number one.
But I think that's all of where my
Brother texted me this morning, and he was like, because my brother works at Barnes & Noble, and he was like, hey, I need a quote about banned books because they want me to post on the Instagram today about banned books. It was a Stephen Spassky quote that I sent him. Let me see.
I love that. That's so funny.
Hold on, because I just sent him a screenshot of a quote. Banning books gives us silence when we need speech. It closes our ears when we need to listen. It makes us blind when we need sight.
Oh, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. All right, Mandy. What are you anticipating?
Well, Stranger Things comes back tomorrow, which I'm very excited about. I'm not going to watch it tomorrow because my husband is in a different state and I won't watch it without him. So we'll start watching Monday night.
It's one of the joys of not having a partner is I don't have to wait for
anything. Yeah. And see, he's like, I don't care. You can watch it. But I'm like, oh, I want to watch it together. Yeah. Because I'll be mad if he watches it without me.
Right.
I'm the drama.
Am I the drama?
Last week during the flu, Josh was like, you don't have the flu. You have no symptoms of the flu. The doctor told you when you took each twin that unless you start exhibiting symptoms, you can go and do. Like, you're fine. Because I was like, do I need to get tested? Whatever. Right. And she was like, no. So we talked. I think it was either Friday night or Monday. He was like, why don't you go see the Downton Abbey movie? Because I talked about going to see it by myself because mm-hmm. I didn't want to subject them to it.
Yeah.
But I love Downton Abbey. Mm-hmm. And so I was going to go, but then I talked to my mom and she was like, yeah, I'm doing some re-binging this week and I'm going to go see it next Saturday. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to paint my living room tomorrow. If I get my paint sample, so I'll have to post a photo. There's this company on TikTok who posted this beautiful paint color called Storms in Paris, and I'm obsessed with it, and I have to have it. So I ordered like a sample so that I can take it to Lowe's because it's like a small company that makes it. So they'll send you a sample so you can have it made. If it gets here tomorrow, I'll be painting my living room until I leave for the beach on Sunday. But I have to carve out like 2 hours to go see Downton with my mom because I can't wait. I'm so excited. Tom Branson for life. I love that man. I will love that man forever. And then, so last weekend, we were supposed to be in Orlando. Mm-hmm. We were going to do like Disney Springs, and we had reservations at Boma for breakfast, and then at Kona Cafe in the Polynesian Hotel for dinner. And then 2 positive flu tests meant we didn't get to go. So we're going next weekend.
Yay.
So I'm excited for that. And then I think I'm going to try and catch up on This Is Us too, because I know it's ended now. Please don't post spoilers. If you have them, I'm like a season and a half behind. But yeah, I want to watch This Is Us and I'm ready to be hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. And awesome. I think that's really it. Unless our friend Amber comes through on some arcs.
Oh yeah. She's picking arcs.
Our Lady in the Shadows. Yeah. Yes. She says if her editing or if her last round of
edits
or corrections gets done, she's going to try and send them out.
That's exciting. We'll see.
Yeah. So I hope we're picked and all of that, because if I am, I will know exactly what I'm reading at the beach on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I will not be social to anybody in that place. The Josh and the twins are just going to have to deal. Figure it out for yourselves. I'm with Alec now. She's not your girl anymore. She belongs to Alec now.
Very exciting. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
No pressure though, Amber. I don't want her to feel like we're going to feel any type of way. I'm going to love it even if I don't get an arc.
By the time this episode comes out,
we'll know.
We'll be like a week out. So no pressure anyways, because she'll have already picked.
Yeah. Well, I just mean I don't want her to think that
we won't feel bad
if we don't get picked, because no. I'll just be pumped for August.
Yeah, absolutely.
And our boxes.
Yay. I'm so excited for those.
All what right. else are you excited for?
I already talked about it, but May 31st, Tokyo Dreaming by Emiko Jean comes out, and as well as Meant to Be by Emily Giffen, who is one of my favorite authors. I love her. And so those are both coming out. I've pre-ordered both. They're coming whenever they come. I don't know. Whenever Barnes & Noble deems it so.
Yeah.
I will get those. I'm looking at my calendar because I'm like thinking like, okay, this episode is coming out like on the 3rd. So should I be preparing for the following? It's very confusing. Okay, today is...
you go ahead.
I was going to say today is May 26th when we are recording, but this episode releases on June 3rd. So it's very confusing. for me in my brain.
I should have said, I am looking forward to the day of my birth.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a few weeks away.
It's coming.
I am one of those girls where my birthday is a sacred day. No, I'm not going to do anything for you. No, I'm not going to go anywhere for you. We're going to go to Starbucks for me to get my free drink. We're going to go where I want for lunch. I take off work. Like, my boss knows I am an asshole about my birthday. I don't like demand, like, Josh has to get me this gift. It's not like that, but it's like,
you want
to
be celebrated.
I don't want to, it's not even that. You can go to work. I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do. That's just it. Like, and George Bailey and I share a birthday. So like, no, for real. Like, he was literally born on my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So like further proof we're soulmates.
Of course.
And so, like, we just want to be potatoes. Just me and him together. We just want to be together. And we want to go to Starbucks. He gets a puppuccino. I get my free Trenta drink. And then whatever way the wind blows us, we want to be able to do that uninhibited. That's all.
I love that.
Josh is a very good sport about it, always.
Do you have plans for your birthday? Or are you just...
I don't think so. Oh, I forgot. Not that this matters for anybody who's not in my area of Georgia, but you will know, Pearl, my friend's restaurant, they're doing their soft opening on June 1st. June 1st through June 4th. We're trying to go on either the 1st or 2nd because we'll be out of town.
Right.
But yeah. And so hopefully we'll go there for my birthday, like for dinner.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so exciting. I'm really pumped for her.
Yeah. And the space looks amazing.
So yeah, hopefully my birthday plans will be dinner at Pearl and whatever George Bailey and I want to do.
Very exciting. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
21st, people. So leave all the comments. I'll love to see
those. Yep, it's her 21st birthday again.
Yes. It will be
the 12th
anniversary of my 21st birthday.
We all stop aging at 21.
Yes.
You just have anniversaries after that.
Yeah.
We're joking, obviously. We have embraced our 30s. But
I'll be 33.
Oh, I don't know. This just reminded me of something in the She-Hulk trailer where I wrote it down even. The exact quote is there anything more depressing than dating in your 30s? And as a single woman in my 30s, no, there is not. There is not.
I was gonna say, anything. I don't know.
There is. To be fair, though, I'm not actually dating. I just exist as a single person in my 30s. Because one, the dating apps are exhausting. And two, I have a small human. I don't have time to date. Can somebody just tell Sebastian Stan, I'm here. I'm ready. Let's just get married. It's good. Okay.
I think we got a spiel to give. And then I'm going to bed because it's almost midnight here.
Oh, no. We rambled. So if you enjoyed the episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. You can follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok.
Not at Twitter. Twitter's not Twitter, a jerk.
Because Twitter is a jerk, and they have a character limit to how long your screen name can be. So we are at Incoherent Girls on Twitter. I need to stop messing that up. like our Facebook page, where we have not posted any updates, but it's linked to our Instagram. So if you're on Facebook, you'll see that as well. We're really bad at updating Facebook. It's fine. We're everywhere else. You can also stream all of our episodes on YouTube or our website, theincoherentfangirl.com. All of the episodes are available for listening on both of those platforms. We will also be using YouTube in the future for Patreon benefits, which includes full video episodes as well as bonus content and other fun stuff that we
could see
like
how
doing.
Fried my hair looks right now.
Send us an email at theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com if you have something nice to respond with. Don't send
or
us
constructive hate. Yeah, don't send us hate because we'll
block that. We'll just throw that in the trash, or we're read it and shame you because I'm a petty bitch. Listen, I thrive on being petty. I will read it and shame you if I have to, and I'll send it. It'll make the rounds. Don't you worry. So send us an email. And we also,
if you dare.
No, actually, please do send us an email. We love from you guys. We are big fans of you, and we hope that you are enjoying listening to us being a little crazy every now and then.
Yeah.
And we have some coupon codes for you from some awesome companies. Do. First one, you can visit herecomesthenerd.com and use code fangirl at checkout to get 20% off your first order.
Woo-hoo. Or you can go to onceuponabookclub.com and use code Mandy10 for 10% off your order.
Visit noveltychess.com. That's novel like a book, tea like the drink. chess.com and use code fangirl5 at checkout to get 5% off your monthly subscription.
And last but certainly not least, we have Grow More Tea. Use fangirl tea without the I, so fangirltea for 10% off your order.
And there may or may not be some fun things coming in the future from some of those people. I know.
I can't wait for some of the things that I know are coming.
If you are subscribed to Novelty Chest for May, there's some awesome goodies coming. And also June. May and June has some fun stuff happening. I was talking to Emily today.
There's also something really exciting, in my opinion, from Here Comes the Nerd before too long.
Yes.
I'm thinking probably August time frame, if I had to guess.
Hint, hints? Maybe? Who knows? Maybe. We don't. It's a mystery. But there are awesome, awesome, amazing things coming if you are a fan of books, tea, enamel pins, vinyl stickers, PVC magnets, jewelry.
All of the things.
Go check them out. There's all some amazing stuff there. If you just go, you'll see how amazing these things are. And I will post my Mulan painting when it comes in, and y'all will understand how phenomenal an artist Joanna is and why you need to go buy all the things from Here Comes the Nerd.
Yep, buy all the things.
Buy all the things. Just buy all the things ever. And is that it? Is that everything?
I think that's it. It's been a while. That was the Incoherent Bit. Oh.
Yay! Thank you for listening.
We love you.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.